When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
2, writing tips to show your nonfiction readers that you understand them. Hello and welcome to the Business of Self-Publishing podcast, episode number 101. Hi, I'm Joe Kunz, and this is the Business of Self-Publishing podcast, where I help you build your influence and income with self-publishing. Two tips to show your nonfiction readers that you understand them. You're a small business owner or a sole proprietor, and you write a blog aimed at your audience of current customers and prospective customers. You're using your blog to show the world that you're an expert in your particular field, and that you're willing to share the experiences and knowledge that you've gained during your career. You want your customers and prospects to know that you have the solutions and answers to their problems because you understand them and what they're going through. You're one of them and want to help them succeed. To show your audience that all of this is true and that you're for real, there are some simple but powerful ways to prove this to them in your writing. I have compiled 2 of my favorites here that you can immediately apply to your writing and make it more engaging. Writing tip number 1, talk to your readers, not at your readers. Talking to your audience in their words, their terms, their phrases, and at their level is a very persuasive writing technique. If you indeed are an expert with many years of experience, this should be easy for you to do. Speak to your audience, your customers, and your prospects in such a way that conveys the fact that you genuinely want to help them solve their problems and help them become more successful. You might be an expert, PhD, a professor, a celebrity, and extremely successful, but you must never ever talk down to your audience. Don't try to make yourself sound important by using big or obscure words. You'll immediately look like an insecure fool if you do this. Your audience will be insulted and never come back. It's tough to become successful by alienating your audience. You need them as much as they need you. You wouldn't be writing if you didn't need them for whatever personal and professional reasons you might have. Talking in a helpful, friendly, respectful, conversational way goes a long way to getting people to listen to you and trust you. This is how you build an audience of readers, followers, and buyers. Writing tip number 2, convey your enthusiasm. Showing your enthusiasm for the subject matter and your enthusiasm for sharing and helping your readers is a potent writing technique. This cannot be faked. Readers can detect nonsense from a mile away. And once they get a whiff of dishonesty, you will lose them forever. If you don't have this enthusiasm, why are you wasting your time and the reader's time by writing in the first place? Enthusiasm, excitement, and passion for a subject and wanting to share it to help people are very compelling. It'll get every reader excited too. They'll want to know more about the subject and about you. This is how you build an audience of readers, followers, and buyers. Okay, now to sum up. Now you have 2 easy to implement writing techniques that will help you attract, connect, and hold on to your readers. These 2 writing techniques, along with a hefty dose of sincerity, honesty, and respect for yourself, your subject matter, and the reader, will go a long way to helping you build an audience of readers, followers, and buyers.